trying to take my time up here, kind of, because I'm trying to decide whether I'm going to preach what I have written down or what I feel like the Lord is kind of impressing on me right now. See, the trick is to decide whether or not he's impressing this on me for me or for you. Amen? Because if it's for me, then I got to shut up. But if it's for you, then I have to speak up, okay? So why don't we, Serena, why don't you come up and pray for the message, even though we haven't really gotten going yet?
Father, we are here to glorify your name. We are here to lift you up, because you said if we lift you up, all men will be drawn to you. Father, that's just not in this building. That's in our lives. Everywhere we go, may we be lifting you up. Every place that we put our foot, Father, you said you had given it to us. So, Father, every place that we step has been ordained by you as ours. Whether it's our workplace, whether it's our home, wherever we're at, Father, may we be constantly be magnifying and lifting your name on high.
Yes, Lord.
I pray, Father, that whatever we do in this building during our time, whether it's hearing the word or reading your word or worshiping you, I pray that we are doing that in our homes. That, Father, the same things that we do here is just a byproduct of what we're doing at home, lifting you up and worshiping you and blessing your name at all times, having your praise continually be in our mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Father, if other religions can go in the middle of the street and bow down and
That's
pray
right.
two or three times a day, we can take a time, Father, for you and lift you up. May that be our heart's desire, is to lift you up on high and magnify your name. Whatever direction you take us in today, Father, I thank you that it will be with your presence and your anointing.
Thank you, Lord.
I can't help but, Father, think that we need you in a most desperate manner. Each one of us has a deep, deep need for you in different areas of our lives. Whether we need to acknowledge you in all of our ways, trust you, and not lean to our own understanding in certain areas, whatever it may be, God, I pray that we would acknowledge you in those areas, that we would not fall short, God, of giving you the glory when you answer prayer.
Mm.
Father, I thank you for this opportunity, this great privilege and honor to freely worship you, to freely hear your word, and to freely allow your Holy Spirit to change our hearts and walk in a greater image of who you are, to represent you to those that don't know you, redeeming the time, having our conversation always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that we know how to answer each one.
Yes.
And we give you all the glory, Father.
Mm-hmm.
May our hearts be receptive today.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Hey, Pastor Josh, could you come up to the keyboard a minute? And I think I can do this with just you. Just you. The last song that we sang, could you put that up? Stop right there. Why don't you sing that a minute, okay? No, who else is worthy? And I want you to listen to this. In fact, I'd like you to join him in singing this and stand, in fact, because he really is the only one that's worthy. Am I right? I mean, we are worthy to be called his children, and we are worthy above a lot of things. We aren't worthy of worship. Amen. Okay. So, amen.
Amen.
Okay, so just sing this, these few lines a minute, okay?
Who else is worthy?
Come on.
Who else is worthy? There is no one, only you, Jesus. Who else is worthy? Who else is worthy? There is no one, only you, Jesus.
You can just stay right there, and you can sit down. But how many of you believe what you just sang? See, there's so many times when we come into church on Sunday morning and we sing something that we really don't believe, because if we believed it, we would do it. And what would we do? We would tell him that he's worthy more than just on a Sunday morning. Okay? So it's important for you and I to know that he's worthy. Amen? Say it. He's worthy. Say it again. He's worthy. He's worthy of what? All of your worship, all of your thanksgiving. You need to be thankful for absolutely everything that you have. And you can say all you want that I've just worked myself to the bone to get everything I've got, but you've been given what you've got from heaven above. Amen? And he's worthy for that. He's worthy for that. Even some of the hard things that we've gone through, they've taught us truth. Amen? They taught us truth in a way that maybe we couldn't have learned it any other way. And so he's worthy. He's worthy. I don't think we realize how important it is that we worship more than just on a Sunday morning. Because worship is actually our warfare. Come on, people, you say amen. But how many of you could jump up on your feet right now and say you sang a worship song this week? And you worship the Lord because you know he's worthy. And I know you know he's worthy, but do you know he's worthy enough? Do you know he's necessary enough in your life to include him in your life every day? If the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought unto the obedience of Christ, don't you think it would be important for the times that we go through struggles? Come on. For the times that we have hard times? For the times that we just don't know where we're going to turn. And I don't know about you, but it just seems like in these last days that I have more of those kind of days than I have ever had before. More of the days where, you know, I try to figure out, God, you got to help me. You got to help me get through this. Sometimes it's, God, you got to help me write a message, you know. Because believe it or not, and I shouldn't confess this, I guess, but after writing somewhere around 1,200 to 1,300 messages for this church, sometimes I struggle. Sometimes I struggle to come up with something that's new for you, something that'll keep your attention. But is it really about that? Is it really about that? Let me go back to your day-to-day, everyday. Does your day-to-day, everyday include a time of worship for the Lord?
Yes.
Good. And I praise God that some of us can say yes, but you know, some of us can't say yes. We just can't, because we don't really take the time to recognize and realize that that's really an important part of our life, even if we're going through tough times. And the thing of it is, when we go through tough times, that's the most important thing that we would do, is include him by worshiping him. You know, God is always with us. Say amen. Say, God is always with me. God is always with us. He never leaves us nor forsakes us, but there is something about worshiping him that brings him more on the scene. Amen? Maybe it's just our awareness of him is greater than what it is if we don't worship him. But it makes it seem like he can be right there in the room with us. How many of you have gone through situations where you just got to have God right in the room with you? Because people are saying things about you or saying things to you that they aren't true. Or maybe they are. Maybe they are. But you know that you can't get through the situation without him being with you. That's why I think it's so important for us to include in our everyday and hopefully everyday reading of the Word a time of worship and a time of prayer. You know, I have a real tendency, because I love the Word of God, my tendency is to sit down at the beginning of my prayer time and begin reading and just read and just read. And when I get done reading, I read some more, you know. And then I stand up, stretch, and I sit down and read some more. And it's so easy for me to spend this whole time that I set aside for the Lord in saying just a few things to the Lord, like, thank you, Lord. Oh, that's good, Lord. I'm glad you put that in your word, Lord. Boy, that's neat, you know. I should memorize this, Lord. And I can leave out any kind of relationship-building worship, because worship builds relationship.
Amen.
How do you build a relationship with your wife or with your husband? By loving them. How do we love Jesus? By worshiping him. You know, there may be other ways, yes, by obeying him, by doing what he says in his word, yes, but by worshiping him, we build a relationship. And by praying, also, we build a relationship, because we're talking to them. Talking to him, excuse me. You can't build a relationship with your family if you don't talk to them. You can't build a relationship with God unless you talk to him. In the reading of his word, I mean, come on, that's just, to me, that's just a given, okay? You know, because I go into every prayer time and I do say this, I say, God, speak to me this morning. And I know as I know as I know, if there's one way he can speak to me in his word. Amen? He can speak to me in his word, and he can make some words jump right out at me, and hopefully I do something about it. But I guess, and I felt really impressed when we were in worship, that maybe we don't always spend that time in worship that we should. Oh, I play music while I pray. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about worshiping. I'm talking about, you know, opening your heart to Jesus. And the thing of it is, as I mentioned, that is part of our warfare. We're to put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Amen? What do you think that does? That means when I'm feeling down, when I'm mad, I know that's hard to believe, that I could get mad. Don't talk to Serena afterwards. It doesn't matter if you're mad. It doesn't matter if you're out of sorts in any way. Anyway, worship has a way of bringing you back to center, okay? And I've said this before. I love that old song. And now let me see if I can think of what the words are. And the things of earth grow strangely dim in the light of your glory and grace. When you worship him, that's what you realize. You realize his glory. You realize his grace. You realize the way he helps you every day. You realize how getting out of bed every morning isn't just a thing you say to make a joke. It's true, especially when you get more mature. Getting out of bed is a good thing. Being able to worship him, being able to, you know, pray to God that you have the forethought and enough forethought to say his name before your feet hit the ground. I've lived enough years, and I've lived enough years in the Lord. I think I've been saved, what, 42 years, something like that. And I've learned a lot over those years. And I've learned that, you know what? I just got nothing if I don't have Jesus. And making a commitment to him that goes beyond good morning, Lord, good night, Lord, to me, is something that we should do. I realize that you don't have the time to spend that I do in that way. And maybe you don't have the time to spend as your neighbor does in that way. But I have found that when something is important to you, you find time. You always find time. You can say, well, you know, I just can't fit that in my morning schedule. Then do it at night. I'm just too tired at night. Then get up earlier and quit complaining, okay? The best way I've ever found to fight the enemy when he comes to attack, and he comes to attack. How many of you know that this morning? He comes to attack. The best way to fight him is to begin to worship the Lord. I don't think anything is more resistant, if you will, to the enemy than worshiping. The Bible says, resist the devil and he shall flee from you. How many of you would like that to happen every time? Then worship. And the thing about worship is this, is if you're a worshiper, you think to worship. But if you're not a worshiper, you're not someone that tries to make that a part of your day, that is the last thing that you think of. And of course, another way, and it's just a good way, is to speak the word of God at him and remind him of the promises that he's given. Who else is worthy? And nobody that I can think of. Nobody has given me everything that I've gotten, you know? I remember one guy came up to me one time and said, I know who you are. Yeah, I know who you are. And I'm going, what? You know, I hardly know this guy. He goes, yeah, you were the guy that went to the front of the line and had everything handed to you. And I stood there and I went, you got to be kidding me. Nothing could have been farther from the truth. Nothing could have been. I guess I was impressed that maybe I made him think that way by looking at me, you know, that maybe I wasn't a complainer. But understand something this morning. Anything that we have, anything of any worth that we have, anything of any worth that we have to give somebody else comes from above. Are you with me? It comes from above. And I don't think it is such a hard thing. I mean, I know it doesn't say in the Bible you have to worship this amount of time, pray this amount of time, and read my word this amount of time, but common sense, say common sense. Common sense, with which unfortunately some people are lacking, common sense tells you that it is important. And you know, sometimes I wonder if you get sick of hearing read your Bible, pray every day, you know? Read your Bible, pray every day, worship. Read your Bible, pray every day, worship. But if you'd read your Bible, pray every day and worship, I wouldn't have to say that over and over again. Who else is worthy? Can you think of somebody? Is our president worthy? He's a great guy, but you know, he's not worthy like Jesus is worthy. Amen. Is your mother worthy? Well, I would imagine, but she's not worthy like Jesus is worthy. Why don't you go on in that song a little bit? There was more to that that I wanted to talk about. Just roll the screen, roll the credits, I don't care. Did you know that? You sang it. Did you know that? Go back one. I am an instrument of exaltation, and I was born to lift your name above all names. Wow. That's pretty awesome, if you think about it. You know, and the thing of it is, nobody can bring the praise that you can bring. Well, yeah, but Pastor Wes, I can't sing. That doesn't matter. Nobody can bring praise like you can bring it. Okay? And nobody can bring praise like Pastor Josh can bring it. And his might sound a heck of a lot better than mine. But you're the only one that can praise him from your perspective. Amen? Amen. And he chooses to live in our heart. Wow. Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, lives in my heart. All right, maybe I should say lives in my spirit, lives in me, okay? He is actually, now he has become a part of who I am. And people watch for that. And they watch to see if you're going to act the right way, the way that they, quote, think that you should. And maybe in some ways, I've gone way beyond that for a lot of people, because the fact that I have tattoos blows some people's minds totally away. You're a pastor and you have tattoos? Must be you got those before you got saved. No. No, I didn't. Sorry. And I'll discuss that with you if you want to discuss that after church. But he's chosen to come and live within our hearts. Just remember this, okay? the weapons of your warfare, the things that you fight against, they're not carnal. You can't pick them up, okay? You can't touch them. But they're mighty through God to the place where they will actually pull down strongholds and will cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and brings into captivity every thought unto the obedience of Christ. I guess what I'm trying to say is I know we always are going to do it on Monday. Come on. Yeah, I'm going to lose some weight starting Monday. I'm going to start lifting weights on Monday. Yeah, I'm not going to talk bad anymore on Monday, you know. Why don't you make a decision today to include Jesus in more than just your Sunday morning routine? There's nothing wrong with your Sunday morning routine. Okay, if going to church is where you're at, that's the right routine that you should have, because when you come in here, you can be encouraged by the people, hopefully encouraged by the word that's preached. But I'm going to tell you this much. Not every single Sunday is going to be for you. Sometimes that Sunday is for that person sitting next to you. And the best thing you can do is pray for them. Now, that isn't to encourage you to pitchfork everything over your shoulder like, oh, that's not for me. You know, that's not for me. But what I'm saying is, why don't you make a decision today to include? Say, I want to include. Say, I want to include. I want to include Jesus in my everyday, today, every day. Some of us even say things like, boy, I can't wait to get to church on Sunday. Well, maybe not as many as I would like to have say that. But I can't wait to get to church on Sunday because I know I can worship, I can relax in the presence of the Lord. Nobody's going to attack me there. It's a very safe place. The safest place in the whole world is for you to be in the presence of God yourself and tell him what's going on in your life. Well, he already knows. No, tell him. He likes to hear it. Tell him. Sometimes I think of when I first got saved and all this stuff. You know, I had gone to church all my life, you know, like a lot of people, and sat in the pew and couldn't wait until the preacher got done. Couldn't wait till Sunday school got over. Couldn't wait to watch the Ed Sullivan Show on Sunday night. No, nobody here did that. All right. But when I got saved, this whole new world opened up to me. And I found out things like I could tell the devil to get out of here and he would leave. In fact, I found out that it was the devil who was fighting against me. I didn't know it. You know, and I found out that God actually loved me, not because my mom was the superintendent of the Sunday school, but he loved me individually. When that day finally came when I accepted him into my life, and I allowed, you know, the Spirit of God to change who I was, life changed. Everything changed. All of the garbage that I couldn't quit, I just quit. Had no intention of quitting, but quit anyway. But this whole new life opened up to me, I found out that it was okay to worship. I never heard about worshiping in your home. I mean, we did that with hymns on Sunday morning. Remember this? They were on the wall. The first hymn, the second hymn, and the third hymn. And if there was a fourth hymn, it was going to be a long service, okay? But I didn't know there was such a thing as worshiping him. I didn't know there was even such a thing as reading his word, although I was drawn to that at a very young age. But I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know that was so important. And praying, well, you know, my mom was the one who prayed, and she prayed so neat. Heavenly Father, we ask this from thy goodness, thou would give us this, I mean, she could Elizabethan the heck out of anybody, you know? Probably why I like King James. But all that aside, and I'm sorry, the whole new world opened up to me, and I embraced it fully. I mean fully. And before I knew it, I was called into the ministry. I answered that call. And then, you know, the long ministry time started, which has been 30 plus years. And I found that I have almost forgotten some of the very basic things that I was shocked to find out, like about the worship. I know you should worship. Do I worship every day? I'm going to say yes from now on, most times. But I just want to encourage you today. Who else is worthy? You know, who else is worthy? When I'm in trouble, I can use those weapons of warfare, which one of them is worship. At those times when I'm feeling down, I can use that praise to get me out of the doldrums. Amen? Of course, there are times when you'd rather stay in the doldrums, and I can't help you then. But when you want to get out of it, all you have to do is worship. All you have to do is praise. And I can think of other things to tell you, but it's always going to come back to the one place of who else is worthy. By your own lips, who else is worthy? Say it. Who else is worthy? Say it like you mean it. Who else is worthy? Nobody. Nobody is. He helps you in times of trouble. He helps you in good times. He helps you in any kind of time. He's always there. He lives inside of you. What an awesome, awesome privilege. And I think it's, and I'm going to close with this, but I think it's too easy for it to become commonplace for us. Okay? Well, yeah, Jesus lives in me. I know. Well, yeah, I speak in tongues. Well, yeah, yeah, we pray. Yeah, well, I got healed the other day, you know, and things like that. And it becomes commonplace. And I just want to encourage you as an individual, sometime this week, just begin to look at what God has done for you. I said it before, I think one of the key words to staying in the faith is remember. Amen? Is remember. Remember what he's done for you. Remember what he's kept you from. Remember what he's brought you to. Amen? And I just encourage you again to just do that this week. And there's a thing about that, of doing things, and it's the vision of our church. You've got to do it on purpose. And so I don't care if you've got to schedule a time when you're going to sit down and do this. And I'm only telling you this because I feel like it's the Lord, you know, speaking to whoever out here. Maybe it's one, maybe it's all of you. I don't know. But make sure you do it. And just see what a difference it can make in your day. Because it can. You can't do it for that reason. Are you with me? But you do it because you love him, and in turn, because you love him, he gives you the grace to get through the day and the blessings that you need to get through the day. And I like a day that's blessed by Jesus more than a day that isn't. Amen? Amen. Amen. I guess I'll stop right there. I did have a pretty good message for you, I thought. I'm not going to tell you. I'll tell you the. You want to hear the title? You'll like the title. You ready? Are you bitten by the bug? Okay. So you can look forward to next week, maybe. Are you bitten by the bug? Okay? Okay. Well, why don't you just bow your head and just go before the Lord this morning and just... and just say from your heart, and we're going to sing a song, this song anyway to close. Just tell him, you know what? You're really the one that's worthy. Maybe you didn't realize that before, but and you've said it before, but now, God, I realize that you're the one that's worthy. I realize that you're the one that helps me through each day. I realize without you doing that every day, I might not get through the days, because the days are pretty evil. Why don't you stand with me? And if you can stand with your eyes closed, close them one more time if you would. Would you just raise your hand if you would make a commitment with me to worship the Lord this week? To worship the Lord more than just a Sunday morning. To worship the Lord on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. To worship the Lord when you're feeling down. To worship the Lord even when you're feeling up. Amen. Amen. Lord, you see every hand that's raised in this place. And Lord, I would ask you, Lord, to just bless them and give them the memory of what they've heard today, of how you alone are worthy, God. You alone are worthy. And I pray that they would have an urging on the inside of them to just worship the Lord, to worship you, to give you praise. I pray also that they have hunger for the word and hunger to talk to you, God. God, may we all be people that talk to you, God, because when we talk to you, you talk to us. And I thank you for that. I thank you for that. Remind them, I pray, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.